Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Alexa Knox. We are on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Hi, Alexa. This is Elena. I have a new potential claimant on the phone for you that needs help with her Depo Provera claim.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and transfer her in.
Okay, her first name is Shelly, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Shelly, I'm transferring you now. All
Okay, thank you.
right, both you ladies, have a nice day.
You too. Thank
Thank
you so
you.
much. Hi, Shelly. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. My name's Alexa Knox. Now, before we proceed, I must advise you this call is being recorded for legal and compliance purposes. Do you
Okay.
affirm under penalty of perjury that all information you provide during this call will be complete and truthful to the best of your knowledge, and that no other individual has supplied you with the answers to the questions I'm about to ask?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney?
No.
Okay. Is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
For me.
Okay. Did you receive Depo-Provera medication on a regular basis?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Approximately how long did you take Depo-Provera medication on a regular basis?
3 years.
Okay, so 3 or more years would be correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I hate asking this question. What were you diagnosed with after taking Depo-Provera?
Meningioma.
Meningioma?
Watch out. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm so
Oh, where
sorry
is
to
it?
hear
No, I
that.
didn't.
What happened?
I thought I lost you. Sorry.
Oh no, I'm still here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. And where was the meningioma located?
In the back of my head.
Okay, so it was a brain meningioma.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. My heart goes out to you for everything you've experienced.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, have you, this question's kind of weird the way it's worded, so I will repeat it and break it up if
Wait.
you need me to. Have you
Okay.
used Depo-Provera at least once in the 12-month period prior to your injury diagnosis?
No.
No? Okay. Let me ask you this. When did you stop taking Depo-Provera?
2010. Stop, baby, stop.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. And when were you diagnosed? What year?
2020 was
2020.
a bad year, very
Oh.
bad year.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. So what I'm going to do, so bear with me. What state do you reside in?
California.
Okay. So, you know what? At this time, I cannot transfer you because due to that qualification, but we are assisting California. Is it okay? Oh wait, actually, I may be able to submit it today. Bear with me, let me pull it up on my end. We had some new
Okay.
updates at my office, okay? So bear with me.
Okay. All right.
Where are
All
you at
right.
in California?
And San Bernardino County.
Okay. I'm Southern Orange County, if you're familiar with the OC.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Okay, yes, we can go into it today. So I do have a few more questions to ask. So in regards
Okay.
to having an attorney, has anyone ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Are you concerned about an injury that occurred from taking Depo-Provera birth control?
Besides the tumor in the back of my head,
No, that would be including that. Are you concerned about an injury that occurred?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I understood you correct.
Yes,
Sorry,
you
I
did.
get my
No,
mind
that's
gets a
okay.
little foggy.
That's okay. That's why I like to, repeat the question sometimes and break it down.
Yeah.
Like I said, some of them are worded a little differently. So, like there is one that we're going to go over that I will definitely most likely have to break down because everyone doesn't understand what it means, including myself. When we first had to read it, I was like, wait, I'm not too sure what that means. So, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help in any way that I can. Now, were you formally diagnosed with a meningioma tumor?
Yes.
Okay. And where again is that located in your body?
In my back of my head, in my brain.
Okay. And what was your date of diagnosis?
September 27th of 2020.
September 27th, 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
No.
Okay. Did you receive birth control shots or injections?
Yes, the injections.
Okay. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Did you take the name brand and the generic of birth control
No.
Depo-Provera? Okay, so just the name brand.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, out of these ones, which one did you use? Did you use Depo-Provera, medroxyprogesterone acetate, just Provera, or Depo sub-Q Provera 104?
The Depo-Provera.
Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera multiple times yearly?
Yes.
Okay. How many years was Depo-Provera used?
Three.
Okay. Within 1 year, now this is the one that always gets people. Within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall approximately how many weeks it was in between each injection?
12 weeks, I think.
Okay. And annual number of uses?
Like overall, how many doses?
Yeah, annual number of uses yearly.
12. Oh, yearly? Four, six,
Okay.
four.
Okay.
Sorry, like I said, my brain gets a little
That's okay.
foggy.
Hey, you answered both of those. Yes. That's okay. That's okay. And like I said, if I need to, I will always repeat the question, okay? Now,
Okay.
this question also does get confusing too, so I'll read it twice. Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? Which means, did you use it anytime between January 1st,
Yeah.
1992 to today? Okay.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And remind me, when did you say you first started taking Depo-Provera? What month and year?
May of 2007,
Okay. And when did you stop?
June of 2010.
Okay, I have May of 2007 for the usage start date, and then June of 2010 for usage stop date.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with neurofibromatosis 2?
No.
Okay. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
I have your first name here as Shelley, Shelley.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Last name Rule, Rule.
Yes.
Okay. Miss Rule, do you have a middle initial?
L, like, well, it's Lee. My middle name is Lee.
Okay. What is your date of birth?
It's 8/24/1975.
8/24/1975?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Now, this is going to be in regards to medical records and diagnosis. Do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
They're at the hospital. Okay. They're with the doctor.
Okay. So, yes or no? Do you have, and that just means in general. Yes? Okay.
Yeah.
And could you provide those medical records by mail or electronically? Or either?
Well, I wouldn't be able to, like, to go to their office and get them, you mean?
So there's a few different options, and the attorneys would definitely let you know what you could do. A lot of people, like, my next question is, do you have access to your MyChart login?
I don't do that stuff.
Okay, so no online access?
I'm not savvy
okay.
with that.
That's
stuff.
Okay. So then most likely, you would have to either have them mail it to your house and then you would mail it in. But then in that case, you would like to provide the medical records by mail, not electronically?
Yeah. Because I'm out of town right now.
Okay, that's okay. Mm-hmm. That is okay. They will work on your time frame, okay? Sometimes, now I'm not too sure, all law firms that we work with do work differently, so I don't want to give you any wrong information, but sometimes when you sign the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms, they are able to obtain your records for you. Now, like I said, all law firms do work differently, so I'm not too sure. They will definitely be able to discuss that with you, though. And then, like I said, they'll go on your time frame, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So bear with me. I just have a few more questions. What is your social?
It's 259-252007.
Okay, 2007?
Yes.
Okay, I have 259-252007?
Yes.
Okay, and then, Ms. Rule, I have your email as shlliereulez@yahoo.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and this phone number that we're speaking on, 760-447-0569, is that the best phone number to reach you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is it your cell phone or your home phone?
Yeah, my cell phone.
Okay.
I don't have a home phone.
Okay. Do you have an alternate email or an alternate phone number?
I don't.
Okay. And what is your preferred method of contact, phone number or phone call or email?
A phone call.
Okay. And for your current state of residence, you said California, correct?
Right.
Okay. What is your home address or mailing address?
It is 15870 Winnebago, and that's Winnebago Road. Oh, in Apple Valley, California, 92307.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. I have 15870 Winnebago Road, and that's Winnebago Road in Apple Valley, California, 92307?
Yes.
Okay. And is there an apartment unit or suite number?
No, it's a house.
Okay. Now, this is going to be in regards to the administering of the Depo-Provera. Was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor/medical staff or by yourself?
By my family doctor.
Okay. And can you provide the administering clinic information? Yes or no?
I have her phone number.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely look her up by phone number. In that case, would you be able to provide the clinic information, administering clinic information? Yes or no?
It was Victor Valley Global Medical Clinic.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
It didn't stop.
Valley Global Medical Center.
And Dr. Charmaine.
Go ahead, Dr. Charmaine.
Earl, E-A-R-L-E.
Okay, bear with me. Let me see if I see her here. In Victorville?
Yes.
Okay. And for the Victor Valley Global Medical, is it at 15248 11th Street in Victorville, California?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And bear with me. I'm getting the zip code. Where is it? 92395. Okay. And then let me get their phone number.
No, are you asking me for that?
No, I have it right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then Charmaine Earl. Okay. Okay, so then in that case, I still do have to ask this question. Can you provide the administering clinic information, yes or no?
No. I really don't remember where her office was at.
No,
I know.
That's where you were administered, correct? At the place you just gave me, the Victor Valley Global Medical?
Yeah.
Okay. I was able to find their address online. So I believe that would not be the answer to that question. But I think we're okay with passing that one since you were able to provide the information, okay? Now... What location of the body was the injection administered?
The depot shot.
Yes.
Administered in my arm.
In your arm? Okay.
Yeah, my arm.
Okay. And what was the injection method?
I'm trying to think about it. I'm sorry. It was a shot.
Okay.
What do you mean?
It's asking here, basically, just describe the injection method. How was it injected? You said it was a shot.
Right. Yeah, it was a shot.
Okay. Any other details on how it was injected? Like, how did it go in? Mm-hmm. Where did it go into in your arm? Anything along those lines?
No.
Okay.
Up in my upper arm?
Okay. And how many times?
I'm confused,
I know that question gets everyone. It's okay. That's okay. Shot in upper arm. That's okay. That's okay. Okay. How many times were you injected with the product in total?
12.
Hello, are you still there?
I am. Oh, I said 12.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it must have cut out when you said that. Okay, so 12. I'm sorry. It's kind of getting staticky,
okay.
Though. I think we have kind of a bad connection, so I do apologize. We're almost done, though, okay? And
okay.
Were you prescribed the medication within the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who was your prescribing doctor? Who prescribed Epo Provera?
Dr. Charmaine Earl.
Okay. And were you prescribed at the Victor Valley Global Medical as well?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me. I'm just copying over that information.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this section is on the diagnosing. Were you diagnosed with a brain tumor?
Yes.
Okay. What is your brain tumor condition called?
It's the meningioma.
Okay. Is the brain tumor cancerous?
Yes, it was.
Oh, that's so scary to go through. I'm so sorry. How are you doing now?
I'm okay now. It's been very traumatic.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I get really emotional about it and panicky.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And when I start getting, it's okay. When I start getting headaches, I get real panicky.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, let's get your voice heard. I am so sorry. It's horrible what Pfizer did. They withheld information from people, so no one got to make, you know, the conscious decision if they wanted to risk that. It's so horrible.
Sorry, I just get emotional.
I know. It's okay. It's okay. I'm here to help in any way that I can. We can take a pause, okay, so you can take a little breather, all right? I'm in no rush, okay?
Okay. It's okay.
You're okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when did you discover your injuries were related to the use of Depo-Provera? Around what time?
September 2020.
Okay. September of 2020?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall the name of the facility or medical professional who made the diagnosis?
Dr. Chappelle.
Okay. Okay. Dr. Chappelle at Victorville as well?
Yeah, he's in Victorville, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. He's actually in Colton.
Okay, how do I spell that?
Oh, Colton.
Okay.
My bad.
That's okay. Is it Dr. Edward Chappelle?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay. And were you diagnosed in the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what state were you diagnosed in?
California.
Okay. Was the meningioma diagnosed by an MRI?
It was a CT scan. They did a biopsy and a CT scan.
Biopsy and CT scan?
Yes.
Okay. So in that case, were you diagnosed by an MRI, yes or no?
The MRI, the CT scan. No, I don't know what an MRI is.
Okay. So I'll put no for that one. And then, yeah, correct. Okay. And then I put no for that one. And then I put for the method of diagnosis, I put CT scan and biopsy. Okay.
Okay.
And then what facility were you diagnosed at?
Health Point.
Health Point.
Oh my God, what was the name of it? Health Point Colton.
Okay, I think I see it here. Okay, I see Health Point Colton. Is it at 290 North 10th Street,
North
number 100?
10th. Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Okay, bear with me. I'm copying the address over. And then, like I said, we are almost done, I promise.
Okay.
I am so sorry. I'm trying to go as fast as I can without rushing. I know that some of these questions are repetitive. They may be the same questions that the agent before me asked you, so I do apologize. It's just to make sure we have
That's
a super
okay.
strong claim for you and have all the information
okay.
correct, okay? And what is Dr. Edward Chappelle's specialty? You said neurosurgeon, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Where and why?
I received radiation therapy, and they did 6 cycles of chemotherapy, and that was all done at the Health Point, Fulton Clinic.
Okay, you said at Health Point, Colton.
Yeah.
Okay. And who was your treating doctor? Was it Dr. Edward
It was a
Chappelle as
doctor.
well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me. I'm just copying over the address. Okay. And phone number. Okay, now when was your brain tumor treatment start date? When did you go in for treatment?
September 30th
Of 2020,
of
correct?
2020. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay, that's
Yeah.
okay. Okay, and then when was the treatment end date?
I was October 2021. I want to say it was October 2021. I don't have any of my stuff in front of me, and
Okay, that's
I'm
okay.
pretty sure it's October 2021.
Okay, October of 2021.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you have brain tumor surgery?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have brain tumor surgery scheduled?
No.
Okay. Is the tumor inoperable?
They went in and removed it.
Okay. Oh, good, good. Are there any other alternative conditions that you suffer from?
I just still have severe headaches,
Okay.
and then sometimes panic attacks because of them.
Now, what symptoms are you experiencing from the tumor?
Severe headaches, a
Okay.
little bit of memory loss, and just like I have a hard time, and I guess I'm a little slow now. That's what they say.
Okay.
I don't feel like I am, but they say I am.
Okay.
My family.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, so I put severe headaches, memory loss, and slower. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you want me to change
Yeah.
that?
No,
Okay.
I don't
Okay.
know. Just severe headaches, I guess, just severe headaches.
Okay. And memory loss or no memory loss?
A little bit of memory. Yeah, I have a hard time in my memory.
Okay. Okay, I'll put a hard time with memory.
Okay.
Okay. Do you recall when you first began having symptoms related to the tumor?
No, I can't really remember.
Okay, that's okay. Now, who is your health insurance company?
I don't have insurance.
Okay. And health insurance policy. Oh, wait, never
No.
mind. NA, okay. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Live with me.
Okay. And what is their first name?
David.
Okay. And David's phone number?
It's 951-347-5110.
Okay, I have 951-347-5110.
Yes.
Okay, and relationship to David? Friend, relative?
He's my boyfriend.
Okay. And what is David's email address or no email?
No email.
Okay. And then since he lives with you, I'm going to just copy your address, so bear with me. Okay. Okay. Are you able to provide a large eligible signature?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go over the document with, or the intake with you one more time to make sure I did not mess anything up and I have it all correct on my end. Please stop me if anything is incorrect and I will update it, okay?
Okay.
I asked if you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. You said yes. I asked if you had an attorney. You said no. You never signed documents with another law firm. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay. This claim is for yourself. You are a resident of the United States.
Yes.
You said yes, you are concerned about an injury that occurred from taking Depo Provera birth control. The injury that you had after taking Depo Provera was a meningioma. You were formally diagnosed with a meningioma tumor, and it is located in your brain. Is that all correct?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. Date of diagnosis, 9/27/2020. And you do not know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. Are both of those correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you receive birth control shots or injections? You said yes. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera? You said yes. Did you also use the generic form of birth control Depo Provera? You said no, just the name brand. Which injectable did you use? It was Depo Provera. Are those all correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera multiple times yearly? You said yes. How many years was Depo Provera used? 3. Within one of those years, you confirmed you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis. Yes. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. I asked if you recalled approximately how many weeks it was between each injection. You said 12. Annual number of uses was 4. And you did use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date. Is that all correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Usage start date was 5/2007. Usage stop date was 6/2010.
Right.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with neurofibromatosis 2? You said no.
Right.
You confirmed you're female. You confirmed the spelling of your first name is Shelley. Middle initial L as in Lee. Last name rule, Rule. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you confirmed your marital status, single. Social ends in 2007. Date of birth, 8/24/1975. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Email is sh3lliereulez@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. This phone that we're speaking on is the best phone number to reach you. It is your cell phone.
Yes.
Okay. Current state of residence, California. Address, 15870 Winnebago Road, Apple Valley, California, 92307.
Right.
Okay. Depo-Provera was administered by a doctor. You can provide the administrating clinic information. The information is Dr. Charmaine Earle at Victor Valley Global Medical, 15248 11th Street or 11th South, Victorville,
No,
California. No, do I have that wrong?
it's 11th Street. Yeah, it's 11th Street.
Ah, okay. Ah, you're right. It didn't copy over right. Thank you. Oh my goodness, that could have messed everything up. Okay, I'm changing that. So I'll read it again. 15248 11th Street, Victorville, California, 9235 or 92395.
Yes.
Okay. And then the state that you lived while you received the injections was California. The location of your body that was injected was your arm. Injection method was shot in upper arm. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. How many times were you injected with the product? 12.
Yes.
Okay. Were you prescribed the medication within the United States? Yes, your prescribing doctor was also Dr. Charmaine Earle at Victor Valley Global Medical, 15248 11th Street, Victorville, California, 92395. Okay.
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with a brain tumor? Yes. The brain condition is a meningioma. Was the brain tumor cancerous? Yes. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. When did you discover your injuries were related to the use of Depo-Provera? In September of 2020. Do you recall the facility or medical professional who made the diagnosis? Yes. Were you diagnosed in the United States? Yes. You were diagnosed in California. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. Was the meningioma diagnosed by an MRI? No. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? CT scan and biopsy.
Right.
Okay. Diagnosing doctor is Dr. Edward Chappelle at HealthPoint Colton, 290 North 10th Street, number 100 in Colton, California, 92324.
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Edward Chappelle is a neurosurgeon. Have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis? Yes. Where and why was HealthPoint Colton? You received radiation therapy and 6 cycles of chemotherapy.
Right.
Okay. Treating doctor is also Dr. Edward Chappelle at HealthPoint Colton, 290 North 10th Street, number 100, Colton, California, 92324.
Right,
Okay,
right.
sorry, my mind goes a little bit dyslexic sometimes. I do
That's
apologize.
okay.
That's why I always like to triple check everything, so make sure I have it all correct. The treatment start date was 9/30/2020. Treatment end date was 10/2021.
Right.
Okay, you have had the brain tumor surgery. You do not have a brain tumor surgery scheduled, and the tumor is not inoperable. Is that all correct?
Right.
Okay. Are there any alternative conditions that you suffer from? Severe headaches and panic attacks. What symptoms are you experiencing from the tumor? Severe headaches and hard time with memory. Is that all correct?
Right.
Okay. Do you recall when you first began having symptoms related to the tumor? No.
Right.
Do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis? Yes. If needed to, you can provide them through the mail, and you do not have access to your MyChart login.
Right.
Okay. Health insurance company name? None. Health insurance policy holder name? None. Or not applicable.
Right.
Okay. Emergency contact is David. He's your boyfriend. His phone number is 951-347-5110.
Yeah.
He has no email and his address is your address.
Right.
Okay. I asked if you're able to provide a large eligible signature. You said yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, lastly, if anyone other than yourself has provided you with the answers to the questions we've asked today or coached your responses, submitting or signing any legal documents based on false or inaccurate information could subject you and any involved parties to serious legal consequences, including penalties for fraud and perjury. To protect yourself, we strongly advise that you do not electronically sign or submit any forms we have sent or any forms our attorneys may send to you until you can personally and truthfully verify all information provided. With that said, would you like to continue today?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Ms. Rule, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next while they are working your claim. The law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will also be transferring you over to them now for your welcome call and introduce you. Now, they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of the process to confirm all of the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release, so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you can be available to at the? I can't talk. I'm trying to talk too fast. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions before I submit your information?
Do I have to keep going with the phone call right now?
I don't believe so. Actually, I think that's a mistake on our end for saying that we're transferring you right away because, bear with me, I believe for the California one, we aren't doing live transfers. Let me get that information.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're not doing the live transfer. No, we're not doing the live transfer. So I do apologize.
It's a lot to do at once.
Yeah. I know. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I will say, though, we do need to go over the documents together. It's part of the protocol to make sure that everything is okay on all ends.
Okay.
Can you, let's see, bear with me. Let me make sure I have them all set up. Are you able to open them on either your phone or through your email?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
So do you want me to do that right now?
Yes. So I just sent you a text message. Oh. It's going to say that Alexa Knox from Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign.
It says a DocuSign. It doesn't say your name. It says Ben Martin, Ted B. Lyon.
Okay. Go ahead and click on that. Ben Martin.
Okay. Okay. So yes, I agree for your future. Okay, now what?
Do you see a little start button on the top right corner or continue or next?
Continue. So okay. I agree and continue.
Perfect.
Oh, okay. And then I'm just going to sign.
Yes, so there should be a start button on the top right corner. When you click that, it will take you to all the signature fields. So you'll just hit next, and it will take you to each one that you need to sign. And then let me know when you get there, and I'll guide you through it.
Oh,
did you get to the first signature box? No, go ahead. If you can, definitely. Yep.
Oh, okay.
And then it should say adopt and sign.
And then, okay, and are that all of them?
When you're done, it should have a finish button at the top right corner.
Yeah.
Okay, click finish, and then I should receive it on my end.
It says I'm done.
Okay, let me take a look. Let me see. Okay, I do see it here. So, yes, you are good to go. I'll let you go. And then, like I said, if you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, please reach out. I'm also going to text you my personal direct line right now. So if you ever have questions or concerns, you'll know where to reach me. And, do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Rule, I do want to thank you for your time. I know that was not easy to go through, but that was the hardest part in this whole process. Let's get your voice heard, okay, for what you've gone through, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have a blessed day, and thank you for your time.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.